doing here to make the world a greener place?
Vibration of the mantra.
Yeah, but what does a mantra do? It's just a sound.
The vibration.
We have to feed the crops. We have to feed everything. What shall we say?
Prasadam for a pound. That's what it's been doing.
Who?
Prasadam for a quid.
Who?
We've been giving out. Prasad.
Really? Oh, this morning?
The last 2 evenings.
Oh, yeah. That's good prasadam. How would you say in a nutshell how to make the world a greener place?
You change internally and externally, naturally change.
Says that if you have $100, all your $10 problems are solved. So if you have Krishna and you worship Krishna, you put Krishna at the center, automatically everything else gets taken care of.
But when you've got an eco warrior saying, "What are you Krishna's doing?"
But he gave a good answer. And your answer was good, but it's a bit above the head.
Yeah.
He said here, Radha said that it's an internal thing. He meant that if we change our consciousness, then automatically the consciousness of people change from a destructive, exploitive mentality that we are the controller, we're the dominator, we're the enjoyer of this nature, in such a way that we destroy nature in so many horrible ways. There's a new thing called, you heard of that latest thing called fracking? It's not a dirty word.
There's a lot here, isn't there? There's a lot of information on fracking
over
there. Fracking's here.
Yeah. Well, the information about it to give
anyway,
out to people.
Anyway, they drill a hole and then they frack the slate somehow or other with chemicals. So the gas comes up and they make a lot of money from selling the gas. But then all these poisonous chemicals go into the water supply. But they don't care. They just want to somehow or other get gas. They want to... See, the point is that we want to keep our sense gratification. And we can't give it up. We're hooked on sense gratification. And so, you know, to keep the whole show rolling, this Western culture, high standard of living, you know, motor cars, mobile phones, everything. We'll do anything to maintain. This is our demonic mentality. So it's a consciousness problem. We're very attached to our sense gratification. And Lord Krishna says that we can only give up this attachment, not by force. We'll fight to keep our sense. This is my house, my phone, my country. You know, even though we're born and with nothing, we'll end with nothing when we leave this body. Still we're saying, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I have to enjoy. Right? So this is the real problem. This is the real problem why this planet is being ruined. It's our consciousness that we are the enjoyer of all that we see, of all that I see. Everything, I am the Lord of all. I'm the Lord of all. So Prabhupada says, when a servant artificially... I sang a song about it. I sang this song. Okay, let's sing this song. Where's my preview clone? This is a short interlude.
Oh, it's here.
A short interlude. We'll sing the song about the Mahamantra. Here is a green festival. It's from the songbook. It's from the songbook purport on the Mahamantra. And the answer is given here. Our answer is given here. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare. The transcendental vibration established by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the sublime method for reviving our original Krishna consciousness. As eternal living beings, we are all eternally Krishna conscious entities. But due to our association with matter since time immemorial, I'm trying to withdraw this material will. Our consciousness is now polluted by the material atmosphere. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. These are the words of Srila Prabhupada. The material atmosphere in which we are now living is called Maya. And what is it, that illusion? The illusion is that we're all trying to be the lords of material nature. But actually, we're under the grip of her stringent laws. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
When a servant artificially tries to imitate the all-powerful master, that is called illusion. In that polluted concept of life, we're all trying to exploit the resources of material nature. But actually, we're becoming more and more entangled in her complexity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Consciousness. Actually, Arjuna asked Krishna a question about what is karma. And Krishna says, action for forming a new material body is karma. So actually these bodies are the creation of our past karma. Because we wanted to enjoy this world, we've been given a temporary body. And so have all the animals, all the other creatures, even the grass, the trees, the insects. We've all got bodies, the spirit soul. Because we're all spirit souls, parts and parcels of Krishna. And it doesn't matter what kind of body you have, we're all brothers and sisters. Yeah. Krishna is our father, God is our father. But we've all got different bodies according to our karma. So Prabhupada is quoting a verse here from Brahma Samhita, which is a very interesting verse. It says, Yasvindra Gopa Matavendra Mahosva Kama Bandana Rupa Falabhajana Matunoti Kamani Nidahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam Govindamani Brushanamahamajani. So everyone, it may be the Illuminati or the poor people in Africa or the trees, the birds, the fishes, from the tiny bug, bacteria, to the King of Heaven, we're all controlled by the laws of karma. How many breaths we see, how many meals we eat, what kind of family we're born in, what kind of language we speak. It's like a big machine we're caught up in. And it's a big computer operated by Krishna. It's a big machine so we can enjoy separately from Krishna. Krishna's providing this nature. The Christians are right in that sense, that they say that the nature is meant for us to enjoy, to dominate other creatures. Yes, and it's half truth. But the idea of this giving us free will to try and enjoy this material nature is that sooner or later we come to our senses. What are we doing? You know, we're not enjoying. We still have to grow old. We still have to die. We still have to suffer. We still have to get hungry. We still have so many things. We have so many problems. So where's the enjoyment? Where's the real enjoyment in all this? Plus nowadays we see we're destroying the planet. And the future, it looks very bad. Now this guy Snowden, he leaked a whole bunch of state secrets, and all these, they say, what are they, are long-distance viewers, psychics, which are employed by the American government and other governments. They foresee there's going to be a king, what do they say? Something coming out of the sun.
Yeah. Sort of flare, like a mass corona.
What's it
rejection.
Called?
You named it something else.
We were talking about it. A kill.
Yeah, you can give it some other name.
It's like a big thing coming. It's heading towards this planet right now.
Cloud.
It's going to be here any day now. Maybe at the Vosper at the Green Festival. And we can start. And all the computers, anything electrical, will become useless.
It's like a solar flare then.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will be no more mobile phones, no more anything that works on digital
offices.
So then we should start digging the potatoes here. Hope we don't die before out of hunger. So they say the governments are preparing huge camps in America for people. When they're getting hungry and starving, you're going to have to put them in camps and feed them. And
it's called the Great Cull, isn't it?
Huh?
It's called the Great Cull.
Great Cull?
Cull. We're telling human beings. The cull.
Cull.
Like we call
cull.
Cull animals.
Yeah. Kill animals. The humans are also killing other humans.
Yeah. We have to get the karma. So there's a big machine working. We're part of that machine. But the big advantage in this age is that Karmani Nidhati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam, by doing bhakti, devotion. Now people are becoming interested in bhakti. They want to go in bhakti, they want to chant. Because instinctively we know we have to surrender to God. There's no way out of it. Not with our tin pot plans that we're going to solve this one. We can't get out of like a solar flare heading towards this planet. We can't just ask the Queen to do something. We, you know. or the Prime Minister. It's too big for us. We've messed it up. So we might as well surrender to Krishna. We've got nothing to lose. So anyway, so this is our Hare Krishna movement. We are saying there's a spiritual solution to all these material problems. And the material solutions are only superficial. Prabhupada gives another example. If you have a boil, say on your, there's a story, a funny story. Shall I tell a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay. Get ready for the funny story. Maybe we should dramatize this.
Yeah.
One day, in a village in India, there was a young boy from a very poor family. I think he was in Bihar, in a village called Gopalpur. But he was eating too much, something or other, and he had a big boil on his backside. You know what a boil is? Very hot, very big, and yellow in the middle. And it was about this big. About this big. And the boy was lying there in the heat, you know, like 40 degrees. Can you imagine it in Bihar? His sister was fanning him, and mother didn't know what to do. And this boy was getting bigger and bigger. They were waiting for it to explode. It was very distressful. So then, the uncle came in, and they said, "Oh, Rajesh, what's wrong with Rajesh?" And they said, "He's got this big boil. I think he's going to die." And the uncle said, "Let me have a look at it." And he haven't looked at the boil. And he said, the uncle was a little man. He said, "There's only one solution to this. Kill him." Kill the boy. The man said, "You must be mad. Get out of here." He told his brother to get out of here. "How can you kill a boy?" So sister, the boy's sister said, "I know what we'll do. We'll blow on the boil." So she was going to the boil, blowing on the boil. She had a fan, and every time she blew on the boil, the boy said, "Yeah, that's great. Oh yeah. Oh, that's better. That's better." So in this way, the boil was getting bigger and bigger. Then the mother, being a good mother, she thought, "There's only one solution now. Call the doctor." So the doctor came in with his stethoscope and looked at the boil and said, "Yeah, I think we can deal with this one. And it's ripe." So he went to the bag and took out a little steel scalpel. And his mother said, "What? You're going to kill him?" No. So he went, and then, and the boy was screaming, and everything came out. It was a big relief. So this is an example of two ways of dealing with our problems. First guy, he was like, you know, nihilism or materialistic Buddhism. Materialistic Buddhism say, you dismantle this body, remove your karma, and when you cease to exist, all the problems solved.
Nothing there.
Nothing left to suffer or enjoy. So you've solved the problem. But then how do we be really happy? We don't exist. So is that a real solution? So the other one, it's blowing on the boil, the sister's blowing on the boil, is like the modern civilization. Okay, build better roads, and put something, take the lead out of the petrol, and or do this, do that, and just try and patchwork, patch it up. But the third one is a spiritual solution. It's like you have to take this, the instruction from the doctor, the spiritual doctor, and he has to stop the root cause of our all our problems. This is falsely thinking that we're the lords of material nature, that we are the controller, that we are God. Basically, our problem is we've forgotten Krishna. We're thinking we are Krishna, either collectively or individually. But only when we recognize Krishna, there is a Supreme Personality of God. And I don't want to say this, people don't like this to hear this, but we are his servants. We're the servants of Radha and Krishna. Our mother and father, we have a mother and transcendental mother and father, Radha and Krishna. And we are their servants. So we have this consciousness change has to be there. So it's very radical and people don't want to take to it. But fortunately, Lord Chaitanya has given us the method for people to take to it, whether philosophically they understand it or not. Because everyone likes to dance and sing. And when we dance and sing, then we're serving Radha and Krishna. And then the heart is becoming purified. Heart is getting cleansed of all this lust, greed and anger. So this is our solution. So we want, today at this festival, we have to go and chant. We do lots of chanting and go on Harinam. This is our medicine. And we're showing the people at the Green Festival, this is the real solution. This is the only final solution, is to change our consciousness, not political. They're all good people here. They've come here looking for solutions, and we don't want to fight with them, say they're wrong. But we say, no, whatever you're doing is great, but add this chanting Hare Krishna. Come and join with us chanting Hare Krishna, and be happy. And this will also offer a spiritual solution, at the same time you're doing the material solution. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Any questions, please?
Yeah, I just thought you explained it perfectly at the end where that medicine is, was the verse Namachintamani Vigraha. It's never contaminated, holy name. It's just totally transcendental. And like, we're all trying to surrender to that, so I appreciate you saying that's your realization, Maharaj. We certainly share that here. I'm so glad you're here to lead us out there to make all the animals dance.
We've got a new song. I'm going to release it here. Short song, but short and to the point. It was a children's nursery rhyme, which became popularized in the 80s. It's in my book bag. And one of the devotees reminded me of it. Yesterday I was in the bathroom. Somehow or other it came out, this nursery rhyme. And it's actually very funny. I was laughing all night. I laughed myself to sleep. Because I think it's such a really good song. And I've adapted it slightly for Hare Krishna's. Yeah, you remember that, Gandavika? This is a song which never ends. This is a song which never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. This is a song which never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. Some people started chanting, not knowing what it was. And they'll go chanting, and they'll go on. Some people started singing, not knowing what it was. And they'll go on singing forever. Because it's a song which never ends. It goes round and round. This is a song which never ends. It goes on and on, my friends. Some people started chanting, not knowing what it was. They go on singing. They'll go on singing forever. Because it's a song which never ends. It you go on singing on and on, my friends. Someone started chanting, not knowing what it was. And it goes on like this, it never ends, this song. But I don't know where he's playing. I've written it down. I was going to make the world premiere here. Because it's an old song. But then I was going to say, because it's the name of Krishna, it's the holy name of Krishna. And then we can sing Hare Krishna. This is a song which never ends. This is a song which never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. Someone started chanting, not knowing what it was. They go on chanting forever. Because this is the song which never ends. You go on and on, my friend. Someone started singing because they don't know what it was. They'll go on singing forever. What is it?
Huh?
Oh, this is wrong.
They come disappear as strong as the
eagle. Anyway. Because it's Krishna's holy name.
Krishna's holy name.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.